to help get your life back on track. 1-800-432-0236. That's 1-800-432-0236.
I've just made a special purchase of 3/4-inch solid hardwood flooring that you'll have to see to believe. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. This is a high-quality, American-made, hand-scraped floor available in your choice of 6 very stylish colors. Not only that, you also have your choice of traditional 3-inch wide or the very stylish 5-inch wide solid oak plank, all for only $5.79 a square foot. Beautiful 3-inch or 5-inch wide, American-made, hand-scraped hardwood flooring and solid oak for only $5.79 a square foot. This is not an engineered floor, but a high-quality, name-brand, solid wood floor, all with your choice of 6 gorgeous colors. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this limited-time special offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
St. Charles Office Furniture is having a huge sale at their massive warehouse in Wright City. And guess who's going to be there?
Hey, the Kilcoyne Roadshow for the month of December continues. Join me, Martin Kilcoyne, and Randy Naughton as we broadcast live.
Yes, they'll be broadcasting live from the showroom at Wright City on Wednesday, December 16th.
So stop by, we'll have some fun, a surprise guest or two.
Take exit 200 from I-70 under the water tower in Wright City for the huge sale at St. Charles Office Furniture.
Don't miss it, Martin, Randy, broadcasting live
Wednesday, December 16th. Don't miss it.
Now at Buffalo Wild Wings, try their Buffalo Mac and Cheese. It's got all the flavors you love. Crispy buffalo chicken and mac made with rich, creamy cheddar cheese. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
While inflation won't cause you to go broke, it could cause you to live like you're broke in retirement. Discover how to fight inflation on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Big Jugs.
Oh, yeah. That's a magazine, isn't it? Big Jugs magazine?
It used to be.
It's just called Jugs.
Yeah.
You don't hear that anymore. Jugs.
No.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 15th edition of Pinions Playhouse, where you'll hear things you don't hear other places like, hey, look at those jugs. We're going to bring that back. I like that expression. We are brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. I have some very good news for us. At least, very good news concerning American Equity Mortgage. I'll share that with you when we get into the Playhouse. And yes, we have a joke, and it's a good one, and we're glad you're with us. Welcome aboard, everybody. Buckle up. It's showtime, as Jim Carrey said.
Hey!
Well, I've been handed an envelope, and in it is the information I need telling me who is running the control board. Let's see who it is.
Oh. A big envelope.
Huge.
Wow.
It's Eon the Peon.
Oh,
he's the control board operator today. Say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you. I feel so lucky. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
CSI.
And if you are
AFL-CIO, IBEWRCA-AT&T.
Of your investments, it will be a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to MarkandJason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high, Dan.
The Rat Boy says he wants me to, when you do your sponsor, Mark and Jason, and you go, member, what is it, member NYSE?
SIPC and NYSE.
He wants you to add a member CHEESE. That spells, so what's that spell?
Cheese.
It spells cheese.
Oh,
he wants you to throw that in there. He's just a cheese promoter every chance he can get. Please, if you would, give it up for Michael's favorite band, Michael, who wrote me the hate letter, Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Thank you. Hello, Michael. We know you're listening. Nice to have you.
If Bruce and the band ever go out and do some sort of show, we should get Michael backstage passes.
They don't. It's a contracted deal. They have a deal with us that prohibits them from
going out. And,
their talent can only be shared with our listeners.
Oh.
It's a fantastic deal. I would pay him a fortune.
Wow.
Yeah, I know how much it is. It's a staggering amount of money. We are brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. Here's the good news. I just found out this morning that American Equity Mortgage, the longest-running advertiser this show has, 23 and a half years, 52 weeks a year, never missed a week, just signed for another year. Thank you, Deanna Doherty. Thank you, American Equity Mortgage. And thank you, folks, for making sure they know when you contact them that the reason you are is that you're AM and the PM. That is the only reason they're going for another year, which will put them at, well, we know they'll be with us at least 24 and a half years, or as long as we're here, whichever ends first. American Equity Mortgage is in the mortgage business. You buy a house, you need a mortgage, unless you have money to pay cash for a house. And that doesn't happen until people are older. And sometimes it never happens for people. So they do mortgages. Of course they do. Here's what else they do. For people who own homes, either outright or you have a mortgage, they show you, and it's real easy, the smart way to borrow money. And it's as simple as find the lowest interest that you can on a loan, and that's the one you go with. And you're not going to get a loan for less interest than the one that they're going to help you get, because of the equity in your house. That's your collateral. That's your borrowing power. Use it. Use it and borrow money the smart way. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com. I told you that this weekend we were away, and we flew in back to St. Louis, and we got in the evening, and when we were in Dallas, I think it was Dallas, wherever, we're in Southern California, went to Dallas, then came to St. Louis. So the TSA security thing took place in Southern California. And as we're putting, you know, you put your belt in the tray, your shoes and your watch and all that stuff. And my wife somehow got her tray and stuff through the conveyor belt and went through that thing you walk in and hold your hands up and they x-ray your privates or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She went on through, and I guess I had more because I had a belt. So I went to go through, and I realized she's up ahead of me, and there's a guy right behind her. So I just walked up and I said, "Do you mind if I step in front of you? But it's my wife, and we're traveling together." The guy he stared at me, never said a word, and I said, "Could I go with my wife and step in here?" And he never said, now he wasn't deaf, he just, that was his way of saying no. And I finally said, "So I guess that's a no. I guess you don't want me to stand with her." He never said a word.
Man.
So the guy behind him looked at me and motioned for me to just step in there. And I did. And this guy behind him said, "What an ass H." Now, the problem with that, the guy's back is to me. So I'm thinking, oh, no, what if he thinks that's me saying what an ass H?
Yeah.
But he still never said a word. This guy was the most miserable. And I kept watching him. And, of course, that's the guy you realize is on your flight. And then you get off, and he's kind of always there. I went in the restroom. There he was at the urinal. And My wife did say something to him once we got through to say, she just said, I guess some people are just rude. And he still never said one way. He just stared at her. What is it with those people?
I don't know. Some people are just rude.
It's like, you ever see anybody on a, like you're on a plane and you're ticketed and at the time they couldn't put you together. So you get on the plane and here's a single traveler and you just say, hey, do you mind swapping seats so I can sit with my wife? There are people that will say, no, I don't like window seats or something. There are people that will not do that.
I know.
I can't stand those people. This is not funny at all. It's just, how do you deal with this ISIS outfit? Now they say they will kill moderate Muslims in the United States. In other words, you have two choices if you're Muslim. Let's say you're an upstanding, decent Muslim citizen. If you speak out and say, hey, we just want everybody to know, we don't believe this extremist thinking, they'll kill you.
Yeah.
But if you don't, then you're always sort of
you're siding with them.
Now we think, wait a minute. Are you going to turn and ensure your future and you won't be killed? It's a tough spot to be in.
No, but if you just don't say anything and just live your life, I mean...
Well, I got to tell you something, and this may be wrong, but on that flight, there were two Muslim women, and they had the scarf thing and the whole deal, and honest to goodness, I kept thinking, I wonder if there's a bomb in there. Now, if you're honest, you can't help but think that.
I've been on several planes with guys with the...
Thing on their head.
Yeah, the towel on their head. Yeah. That's what I'll just... whatever it is, and that's immediately what
because
you think of.
Because they, and look, right or wrong, they look just like the people we see on TV.
Yeah.
The beard, the clothing, the whole thing. And you just, you can't help but think that. So Muslims who are thinking, well, we want to make sure that the community knows we do not condone. Okay, go ahead and do that and get on TV or get in the paper or get quoted, and then ISIS will come cut your heads off.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to get rid of those people. I know that sounds easy, but I know, I'm sure it's not. But we got to find a way to just eliminate them. A company called Hillcorp Energy.
Oh, I saw
it's
this.
One of the largest privately held oil and natural gas exploration companies in the United States. It's owned by a 56-year-old billionaire named Jeffrey Hildebrand. He is giving this year, and let me first tell you, there are 1,381 employees. Each one of almost 14,000 employees is getting a bonus. I'm sorry, 1,400 employees. Each one is getting an end-of-the-year bonus of $100,000. He's paying out more than $100 million in bonuses.
That's like here.
It's just like here.
I know.
And you know, our party's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That one night a year where we all act like we like each other.
Yeah.
We're going to get together. And I know, if I know Mike Dorsey, he saw this story.
Yep.
And a light bulb turned on. And he's tomorrow. You watch.
Mm-hmm. He's going to try and outdo that.
He's going to. Because we don't have 1,400.
No,
people.
No.
We have maybe 30.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, this is a piece of cake.
Oh yeah.
$100,000 for 30 people. It won't cost us as much as it would if there were 1,400. I'll just make it $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
You watch. Something big is going to happen.
Yeah, because now that company is like one of the in the country, one of the best companies to work for.
Oh, no kidding.
$100,000
bonus.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that can't happen very often, very many places. I forgot to acknowledge yesterday, and I want to acknowledge the homeowner in South County who called the police just before 10 o'clock, reported a burglary in progress. This is between Spanish Lake and Blackjack.
It's in North County.
Well, that's between Spanish Lake and Blackjack.
Yeah, you said South County.
No, I didn't.
The homeowner in South County.
I thought I said St. Louis County. Did I say South County?
I thought you did.
Will you edit it? If I did, will you edit it
out? Sure.
Okay, so Dan, they'll never hear it.
Yeah.
So somebody tries to get in the door, and he shot one of the guys and killed him. That's the story. I just want you to know. A law-abiding citizen with a gun killed a scumbag, a bad guy, and that's the rest of the, there's no rest of the story. That's the story.
Yeah, so, they were beaten on the front door, and he looked out, I guess, looked out of the window and didn't recognize him. And I guess they were trying to see if somebody was home.
Well, that's what they say they do. They'll knock and they'll call. And if they no answer, they go, well, nobody's home. Let's go in there.
So he went in. They went around the back and kicked the back door in.
No, I'm glad he shot the guy.
Yeah, I am too.
I just forgot to acknowledge and give that guy his due yesterday. Now we got a story here. This guy in Swansea. This is a weird story. This happened Sunday afternoon. He said he was using his car to take the trash to a trash bin that was 50 yards from his house. So he takes the car. Maybe he can't walk very well. 50 yards. Moves the trash 50 yards. And it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This is Swansea, Illinois. A guy with a pistol approached him and says these words, "I finally got you."
What?
And the victim said he didn't know the guy. The guy demanded his keys, took his red 2006 Dodge Charger, and drove away. They found the car yesterday. Now, the same car was stolen earlier this year. There's something weird about this story. "I finally got you."
What? Yeah, no, that doesn't...
There'll be more. Yeah. As Paul Harris likes to say, "Good day," and the rest of us.
No, Harvey.
That's Paul Harvey. Yeah.
And we can all breathe a sigh. Were you guys worried about Nelly and maybe he'd be charged?
Yes.
The jail? Boy, I was.
Yes.
I started thinking, I was having dreams. What if there's no more Nelly music? Oh, my goodness. I'm having nightmares about it. Well, Nelly pleaded guilty last week to 2 misdemeanor drug charges. And
what?
Yeah, and possession of a marijuana pipe. This has to be a setup. He had to be framed.
That's so
There's
unlike.
No way he would smoke marijuana.
No.
This has to be framed.
Any musician, especially rappers.
Yeah, the musician has to be on top of his game.
Yeah.
Peaking every performance. And you can, if you dull your mind with marijuana, you cannot perform.
Mm-mm.
This doesn't make any sense.
No.
But he was given a year of probation for 2 misdemeanors. That's what they ended up doing. Mm. Whew, thank goodness, man. I was so... hoping he would not go to jail. And Mike and Molly. Did you ever watch Mike and Molly? I liked it.
Was that Kevin James?
No. It's a
guy, that's King of Queens.
It's a guy whose name no one knows. I mean, the show's been on 6 seasons. Nobody knows the guy's name. It's Billy Gardell. He's the guy who's Molly's boyfriend or husband or whatever. I haven't watched it lately, but I liked it when I did watch it. And they say it will end its run after an abbreviated season that starts in January. Hmm. And
it's been on for a while.
What does that mean, abbreviated season? The ratings were so bad that they're
I guess they've just done a few episodes or whatever they've shot already, and that's the end of it. But they initially said, well, Melissa McCarthy's doing so much other stuff. And she says, and that's not true. She said, I would have done this, and here's what she said. I would have done it for 50 more years. and then when it mentioned starring Billy Gardell, that's when I thought, wow, there's the name. Nobody, that poor guy. I hope he saved his money. Because when Mike and Molly ends, I don't think he's going to have a John Goodman-type career. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I hope he banked his money. Billy Gardell. He's Mike. And I thought it was a good show. I was actually glad to see a show that featured a couple of heavy people leading their lives. I thought that was a good idea. Maybe because I can relate to Billy Gardell a little bit. And then I get an email from a listener named Steve. He says, hey, the Facebook page for the show, which has always allowed non-Facebook people to view it, is now requiring logging in.
Really?
And then he says, keep doing the Sleepy Dusty Delta Day. Steve, I don't know. I wrote him back, and I said, no, I got on it with no problem. You don't.
Yeah, I don't know
what's going on.
What
something,
that's about.
Yeah, we don't know what to tell you there. And I don't blame this guy, Mark Oberholzer, in Texas City, Texas. This guy owns a plumbing company, on his pickup truck is the name of his plumbing company. Well, he traded the truck in to a Ford dealership. And somehow or other, it ends up in the hands of these ISIS people. And it's been seen all over the world in ISIS recruiting with his company name. I don't blame him. The dealership should have taken that off of there before they sold the truck.
And he's getting all kinds of threats.
Hate threats and death threats. I don't blame him. He said it was just decals. They could have removed it, but the salesman went ahead and sold the truck with it. No, I don't blame him. I hope he gets $1 million. I think that's what he's asking for, $1 million. And I say we get to the joke so we can give Mr. Evans all the time he needs. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Three businessmen.
What was that?
That was my chair. Listen, hey, let me see if I can make it. Let me do it again. Hold on. Now I got to make it do it again just to prove it. Hold on here. Wait.
Likely story.
Wait, hey, listen. Hold it.
Huh. Can't recreate it. Huh.
Now, I'm telling you, it was my chair.
And then
normally it does it on command. So these three guys, every year they take their vacation at the same time, and their goal is to see the whole world. They go somewhere different every year for 2 weeks, and this year they go to Saudi Arabia. And they stumble into a tent, and it's full of like 100 of these gorgeous women. It's some kind of harem. And the next thing you know, they're involved in like the world's greatest orgy, and they're feeding these gals are feeding them grapes and fanning them, and they can't believe the luck. 100 beautiful women. And then in walks the sheik. These are his women. He is the master of these women, and he is not happy. And he immediately claps his hands, and his bodyguards apprehend these three American men. And they go before this tribunal-type thing, and the sheik makes it very clear. There will be no trial. You are guilty as charged of messing with the sheik's harem, and you will be punished severely for what you've done with these women. And he says your punishment will be determined by what you do for a living. They don't even know what this means. But they caught him red-handed. I mean, they were with the sheik's women. So the sheik turns to the first guy, the first American, and he says, what do you do for a living? And don't lie, because if you find out you're telling a lie, your punishment will be even more severe. He said, sheik, I am so sorry. We had no idea. He said, shut up, and what do you do for a living? He says, well, I'm a firearms instructor for the police department, the city where... Oh, he says, fine, I know exactly what to do. And one of his men brings him a handgun, and they shoot his penis off. Turns to the next guy and goes, and what do you do for a living? And don't you lie, because we'll find out, and boy, will you really go through some pain. He says, well, I am a firefighter. He says, well, that's easy. And his men bring in some gasoline and matches, and they burn his penis off.
Whoa.
Yeah, light it on fire. He looks at the third guy. He goes, and you, what do you do? He says, I'm a lollipop salesman.
Meet me. All right, let's try and get you home or shopping or wherever you're going. Let you know where the problem spots are. Here's Frank Ladd.
I don't know where everybody's going, but it's certainly busy out there southbound on Highway 55 south of Union. An accident blocking the left lane while you're backed up to near Holly Hills, that stretch southbound on 55 due to the incident. Northbound 55 north of Highway A, an incident there as well. 70 westbound at Zumbel, you're over on the right shoulder with an accident, but you're still backed up to the Blanchett Bridge. 255 eastbound near Columbia, Illinois. It's an incident there. You're backed up to the JB Bridge. Westbound Highway 64, you're heading now from Compton out through Big Bend. Eastbound Highway 64 from Tower Grove to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170, Page through Highway 64. Northbound 170, stop and go Page through Highway 270. All due to that westbound Highway 270 roadwork before Lindbergh having the right lane blocked. You're backed up to West Florissant there. Southbound 270, heavy pockets now between Page and Manchester. And then sluggish now between 44 and 55. It looks like they gotten the incident over to the right shoulder that was eastbound on 64 at 141. Still seeing quite a bit of volume, though, between Clarkson and Mason Road, eastbound on Highway 64, westbound 64, just ahead of your pocket approaching the Boone Bridge. This update brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, so fast, accurate, easy to use. It's a must-have for any household, especially those with children. Get yours at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. Frank Ladd in the KTRS Traffic Center.
Hi, it's John Carney, and I wanted to wish you and yours the best this holiday season. Not the best, not like better than mine, but I certainly hope yours is pretty nice and you get some stuff and that MasterCard loses the charges and you don't have to pay for anything. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and enjoy.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Yes, it seems amazing that my little girl is now grown up and getting married.
Oh, Dad.
So now, on this wonderful occasion, I propose a toast to the new bride and groom. To Angela and... to Angela and...
Not as sharp as you used to be? Forgetful now and again? Then here's something you won't want to forget. FitBrains. Try the new version of our award-winning brain training app and online program that tailors to your needs, focusing on memory, brain speed, concentration, and more, helping your brain to function at its very best. So go ahead, download the FitBrains app for free, available at iTunes and Google Play. With the largest collection of fun brain training games on the market, FitBrains is designed to help you maximize your full potential. With a little brain boost, who knows what you might achieve? Download the FitBrains app today. Try the FitBrains app free. FitBrains. Brain training success.
It's not fair. If you suffer from hearing loss, you have two choices. Wear a hearing aid that makes you look old, or miss out on what's going on around you. That's completely unfair. You deserve a better choice. That's why we're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. Call us now. 1-800-500-1557. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may forget you're wearing it too. You deserve to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-1557. That's 1-800-500-1557. 1-800-500-1557.
Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Some people call me the world's highest paid motivational trainer. And some people call me crazy because I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my 2015 New York Times bestseller, The Motivation Manifesto. In the next 24 hours, I want to give away as many free books as possible. To get your hardcover copy, call 1-800-700-3630. Or go to motivationbook.com. If you want to reach your true potential, personally, professionally, or financially, you need this book. You'll discover how to stop feeling tired and overwhelmed, identify the major enemies keeping you from living your dreams, and learn the secrets to defeating them. I'll teach you my proven strategies to start attaining the levels of drive and personal success you're craving. Financial freedom, emotional freedom, time freedom. Due to high demand, I can only offer one free book per household. To get your free book while supplies last, call now, 1-800-700-3630. That's 1-800-700-3630. Or go to motivationbook.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Our son Joe had one dream, to go to college and become an architect. It was going to be expensive, so he needed our help with the tuition. Unfortunately, my husband died last year. And so did our son's dream. If only we had gotten life insurance like we talked about.
You want to take care of your family, and we want to help. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their most affordable rates on term life insurance products. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-933-5520. Help protect your family's dreams now. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. And the call is absolutely free. 1-800-933-5520. That's 1-800-933-5520.
If you die in a car accident tomorrow or get diagnosed with a terminal illness, will your medical and funeral expenses leave your family bankrupt? It's a scary question in our nation today because, shockingly, even though most Americans do have life insurance, millions still do not. And that means their families are at serious risk. That's why American National has set up a free phone line for the public to get information on trusted, affordable term life insurance. The number is 1-800-500-0455. The call is absolutely free to the public and only takes 5 minutes. Over 62% of bankruptcies are attributable to major medical expenses. Don't let your family become part of that statistic, because if they lose you, the last thing they need is to lose their ability to pay the mortgage, too. For free information on affordable term life insurance policies issued by American National Insurance Company for less than a dollar a day, call AmericanNationalDirect.com at 1-800-500-0455. That's 1-800-500-0455.
Cricket Wireless is here to make your holidays even brighter.
Ready, flip the switch!
Get a $100 bill credit when you switch to the Merrier carrier before January 7th. Plus, get the Samsung Galaxy Grand Prime for
$29.99. Whoa!
Santa's definitely gonna know where your house is this year. Cricket Wireless, something to smile about.
Offers end 1/7/16. Offers require number ported and activation on qualified plan and same transaction. First month service charge due at sale. Bill credit requires 2 service payments within 45 days. Credit received within 60 days. Device purchase not required to receive credit. Basic phones excluded. Fees, other charges, and restrictions apply. See store for offer details.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Cricket Wireless is here to make your holidays even brighter.
Ready, flip the switch!
Get a $100 bill credit when you switch to the Merrier carrier before January 7th. Plus, get the Samsung Galaxy Grand Prime for
$29.99. Whoa!
Santa's definitely gonna know where your house is this year. Cricket Wireless, something to smile about.
Offers end 1/7/16. Offers require number ported and activation on qualified plan and same transaction. First month service charge due at sale. Bill credit requires 2 service payments within 45 days. Credit received within 60 days. Device purchase not required to receive credit. Basic phones excluded. Fees, other charges, and restrictions apply. See store for offer details.
Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, bottle of wine. And when you hear it, it means we're heading for Southern California. And I also hope it makes you think of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse. I just made reservations today. I will be dining there Friday evening, and I can't wait. Annie Gunn's is next door to the Smokehouse, or the Smokehouse is next door to Annie Gunn. Whichever way you want to say it. On the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, closed on Mondays with only a couple of exceptions. What a fantastic restaurant and market. And gift cards are a great idea. And they sell so many gift cards. If I gave you the number, you wouldn't even believe me. Because people realize there's no one who wouldn't love a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. And now for Southern California, Mike Evans. He fought the flu and won.
I did. Pop quiz question. There is a loud rumor, in fact, from one of the alleged participants bragging about a menage a trois, a threesome involving a young star.
Mm.
Is it Nicki Minaj?
Well, Nicki Minaj a trois.
Mm-hmm.
There
yeah.
you go.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Ariola Grande.
Ooh.
Or Justin Bieber. You know, they're like dogs in heat. Justin Bieber and Kourtney Kardashian have bred. No stud fee involved, I don't think. No class, no morals. It's just like they're like dogs in heat, these guys.
Well, they're young and horned up and, you know,
jeez.
They have access.
I just hope they catch some real bad sexual transmitted diseases.
Isn't it interesting? If they do, we don't hear about it. But you're right. You'd think they'd catch everything.
Yeah, you would. Love Nuggets, you don't have to be young like them. Egomaniac 60-year-old Kris Jenner actually screamed across the street at some paparazzi she got in her car, screamed at them, "I'm practicing safe sex with my new boyfriend."
Oh.
Who the hell cares? You're 60 years old, you narcissistic
well,
old bag.
Unfortunately, there must be lots of people who care about everything those skanks do because they're very wealthy.
Unbelievable. It's an old joke, but Donald Trump used it yesterday when he heard 77% of the people in France didn't like him during a poll they took there. He said, well, what do they know? They love Jerry Lewis.
Well, they do.
They do. TV News, Simon Cowell's England. X Factor, canceled. Mike and Molly, canceled.
I like that show.
One of the funniest lines I've ever heard was on a Mike and Molly show. It was in the very. It was one of the very first episodes. They hadn't been out on a date. He went out on their very first date. He was taking her to a very nice restaurant, and they're both drinking, but they're not talking. They're really nervous, and they're having their appetizers, and then their dinner comes. They're eating their dinner, and they're nervous. And finally, he says to her, he goes, points to her plate, and he goes, "How's your snapper?" And she goes, "Fine. How's your penis?"
I don't go for that. I think edit that out. That's we don't go for that stuff. That was network television, too.
Yeah. It was network television. And before she went on a date, her sister, you know, the sister's kind of fast and loose.
Yeah.
She says, "Are you going to go get waxed or, you know, get anything, you know?" She goes, "No." She goes, "Well, look, you know, times have changed. I mean, you know, you can't be, you know, having some big old shag carpet. You need a little welcome mat down there."
Wow.
I thought it was pretty funny for national television.
And you know what? It's the first show I've seen that I can remember where really heavy people were portrayed as regular people.
Yeah.
You know? And the same things that were funny for other people were funny for them.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Tonight on ESPN, they're doing a special on the first Dome Stadium, which, of course, is the Houston Astrodome. I'm going to tell you a personal story about the Houston Astrodome.
All right, everybody gather around.
Okay.
Come on, gather around.
Come on, get over here. Gather around, kids.
Okay. Turn on the fireplace.
We're ready.
There you go. First time I was at the Astrodome many years ago, I was traveling with the L.A. Dodgers. We got off the team bus, went into the team entrance. Through into the clubhouse, and I walked through the clubhouse. The players were getting ready, and it was my first time there. And there was a doorway that went down these deep stairwell underneath all the seats. You're underneath all the seats in the Astrodome, and walking through this dark cavern kind of thing. Didn't have a very good smell, and that's where I saw 20 guys with huge brooms chasing about 50 rats the size of dogs.
Oh.
And between them screaming at the rats and the rats screaming when they're getting hit and dying.
Oh, that's cruel.
That was my first impression of what they called then the eighth wonder of the world, the Astrodome. Anyway, I still sometimes have nightmares about that Astrodome.
Mike, we never realized.
No.
Tortured by that memory.
Man.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Wow.
I wanted to share.
Hope you're going
to
be okay.
I wanted to share.
All right, thank you.
Odds and Ends' hottest new LPGA player is a girl by the name of Paige Spiranek. She's from Denver. She's 22. They believe she can win right out of the gate, and she is the most beautiful girl on the tour now.
Well, who cares about that? We don't care about women being beautiful. It's all about their athletic ability.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel wants to take his Tonight Show out of New York to Fort St. Lucie, Florida in February. The reason? He wants to be with the New York Mets during spring training, so they're going to build a studio for him just for that.
Mm.
Wow! Mm.
I like him. I like his show.
The station would probably do that for you if you wanted to go to Hawaii, wouldn't they?
In a heartbeat, Mike. In a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I thought so. Date in history: December 15th, 1966. Walt Disney died. You know, he ended up with 51 Oscars.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, 51.
Did you know in the 60s they were thinking about building a...
In St. Louis.
Yeah.
He knows everything.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he knows everything.
And finally.
No.
He's still frozen, right?
No. Is he?
Disney?
Is he still frozen?
I think he's supposed to be...
That I don't know.
Cryogenic.
Well, there's been a story floating around. Ted Williams is.
Oh, Ted, I don't know if just Ted's head
Ted
or Ted's
head.
Whole
yeah.
body is.
Ted the head. Ted Williams. Yeah.
Ted Williams.
What about Ted Williams?
His head's frozen.
Yeah.
I know. Over in Phoenix.
See, he has to warm up by telling us where he is.
Yeah.
What's the exact address?
Well, Well, actually, it's in Tempe.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you corrected that. And finally, what?
I'm trying to be informative.
You are. You are. The clock's ticking. And finally?
Who has the Menage a Trois? Nicki Minaj, Miley Cyrus, Areola Big Round Days, or...
Big Round Days. Dan, who do you think it is?
I'll say Nicki Minaj.
I'll say Areola.
I'll go Bieber.
Get it, Bieber! Get it, Bieber!
Oh. I got you. I knew he'd jump in on that, and who wouldn't, depending on the other two.
He said Menage a Trois.
I know. I know. He made a mistake.
No, I know.
Yeah, he did. He tried to make it dirty. It'd make it sound like massage my something. You know? That's what he does. That was Mike Evans, and he is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, right next door to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's. First Community. Oh, you know what else is headquartered right down there in the valley? First Community Credit Union. How about that? How about that Chesterfield Valley? Their headquarters is there. There are 42 First Community Credit Union locations. 42. The biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. And every day, today included, people are leaving their banks and they're joining us. We, the members, are inviting you to join us at First Community Credit Union and become a member, too. That's what the customers are called. They're called members. And to be fair, I have to disclose that to belong, it costs $1. And that's not a joke. It costs $1 to belong to First Community Credit Union, I think, for each account. It really is a terrific place to bank. And unfortunately, I can't tell you anything that will let you know how great it is. You have to do your banking there. Then you will see how competitive the rates are. You'll see the level of service that a person might only expect to be given an owner of a business. Well, guess what? We are the owners. The members own First Community Credit Union, and that's how you'll be treated. Great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, 42 locations, firstcommunity.com.
Meep, meep. Let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Franklin.
Well, it's not a happy one if you're headed towards Alton, northbound on Highway 67, just before the Clark Bridge. Got an accident there. You're backed up to Highway 94. At least one of the lanes blocked, headed northbound there. Westbound Highway 270, stop and go, Washington, Elizabeth, up to the road work just past 170, blocking the right lane. That has northbound 170 jammed between Midland and 270. Eastbound 270, stop and go in North County, McDonnell through Lindbergh. Westbound Highway 70, you're slowing past the airport, then stop and go 270 out through Cave Springs, an incident over on the right shoulder there. Eastbound Highway 64, heavy now between Timberlake and Mason. Southbound 170, Olive through 64. Eastbound 64, you're on the brakes, Grand to the Poplar. Westbound is Boyle to McCausland. Southbound 55, you're stop and go now at Bates, between Bates and Union, due to an incident blocking the two left lanes, and still working an incident eastbound 255 that is near Columbia. You're backed up to the JB Bridge. This update brought to you by CNN and the Republican debate. The last GOP debates of 2015 are on CNN tonight. Wolf Blitzer moderates the CNN Republican presidential debates tonight at 5 and 7:30, only on CNN. Frank Lett in the KTRS Traffic Center.
We're live. We're local.
What does that mean to you?
While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis.
Doesn't get more local than that.
Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Nothing lights up the holidays like jewelry. To find the perfect ring, necklace, or earring set to touch her heart, visit Paramount Jewelers. Make the holidays sparkle for that special someone in your life. Visit Paramount Jewelers today, located in historic downtown Maplewood.
Unwrap your share of up to $150,000 in cash and free slot play when you pick your present on Fridays, December 4th, 11th, and 18th from Hollywood Casino.
Hi, Colin Jeffrey here, reminding you that the new year will soon be here, so make certain you spend this holiday season with your family near. From all of us here at KTRS, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550
KTRS, St. Louis.
To you and yours, I hate that. sorry. I've just always hated that. I'm out, am I Michael?
Oh, yes. Sure.
Hey, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
All right, dear. Goodbye,
Dean.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
The first county in the area to get new 911 technology. Tonight, how it will save lives.
Seven people escape a raging fire in Highland, Illinois, who firefighters credit with getting six children to safety.
Missouri outperforming most states academically. The new numbers that show the Show Me State in the top 10.
First on Fox, seven children managed to escape from their burning home in Highland, Illinois.
Fox 2 Shirley Washington is live outside the house with how they all made it out safely. Shirley.
Well, Sandy, the children, all siblings, range in age from 4 to 19, and fire officials credit that 19-year-old for rounding them all up and leading them out of